part of the Days and Nights Festival will be devoted to more traditional classical repertoire, featuring an ensemble of festival players.
It's pretty much always mainstream late 19th century chamber music. This year we have César Franck Piano Quintet and the Schumann Eflat Piano Quintet. Both are big pieces in the repertoire.
The group, which includes cellist Matt Heimovitz, will also be playing music by Philip Glass himself, Nico Muley, and indie rock guitarist Bryce Dessner.
Very solid 19th century, very solid 21st century, I would say. So we kind of skip it. Looks like we're kind of skipping the 20th century. No, not exactly.
There will be a song cycle sung by Tara Hugo that Glass wrote for her. The composer will also be on hand, along with filmmaker Godfrey Reggio, for a screening of Pauacatzii, the second of the trilogy of films that began with Koyaanisqatsi. Philip Glass says his music has moved well past the days when his ensemble was the only one performing it.
The music is being played all over pretty regularly. I'm surprised to see it, in fact. I don't know why I'm surprised. It's just because I'm not paying attention to it. Everything gets done. I mean, it's a wonderful time for me to be around and still alive to be able to hear this stuff.
A lot of his major works had performances last season, as his 75th birthday was being commemorated. Philip Glass says he's lived long enough to see his part in 40 years of music history from the inside. What was once revolutionary has become widely accepted.
We can barely play it ourselves, and we've got very good at it, but other people have grown up with it, and so it's no longer a kind of a bizarre intrusion into the world of concert music. It's now something that came visited like a meteor from outer space and landed in the middle of civilization. The kind of dismay and shock with which we were greeted in the 70s, it simply doesn't exist.
And that's the state of the arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire.